This is Absolute Radio. Constitutes, I'm going to be on this new Home Time show soon. I'll give you more details about that. Well, we can't give it you tomorrow, because I'm not here tomorrow. Unfortunately, I have to be away for personal reasons. But I'll be back on Wednesday. Don't worry. Or if you don't like it in the first place, then you've got a day of respite tomorrow. But the Kaiser Chiefs will be live on this show soon, in the near future. This is Dancing in the Key of Life.
Yeah.
And this is because you could lose your life?
Yeah.
All right.
Celebrate a lot.
Okay, well, let's see how we get on. This is a competition I was talking about. One Missed Call is the latest Edge of Your Seat horror out now on DVD. We're giving you the chance to win yourself and a friend a complete mobile package with a Sony Ericsson mobile phone each, 150 quid's worth of prepaid credit, and more, so you never have to miss a call again. Oh, I see. So we're learning about a colourful life from history.
Yeah.
And the caller has to guess how that life ended.
Yes.
Okay, so... Nelson, we put you in charge of this feature. Who will we be learning about then?
Lewis Sear, known as the strongest man who ever lived. I think that was probably self-titled. Lewis Sear was born October 10th, 1863, in Quebec. And from the tender age of just 12, he worked on a family farm in summer and in a timber camp through winter. It was here that people first noticed his amazing strength. By the age of 17, he weighed 16 stones, 6 pounds. And he could lift a farmer's wagon straight out of the mud. The next year, he entered his first strongman contest. His trick, lifting a horse off the ground. He was a calm man there. He played the violin.
Oh, that's a beautiful contrast.
He later became a policeman as well, famously carrying criminals to jail, one under each arm. But being a strong man was his life, and when he did tour, he'd perform feats such as backlifting a platform holding 18 men, lifting a 500-pound weight with one finger. In front of 10,000 people, he resisted the pull of four horses. Very popular in Britain, the Prince of Wales and Queen Victoria were both fans. Known as the strongest man who ever lived, he died on November 10th, 1912 in Montreal. But how did such a formidable being pass from this earth?
So how did he die? Lewis Sear, you said his name is?
Lewis Sear, yes.
The strongest man who ever lived. We've got three callers lined up. We've got three multiple choice options. And of course, hopefully the first caller will get it, but if not, we'll work through to the last one. So the options are misadventure.
Yes.
Malady.
Yes.
Or murder. But which would it be? We've got Tanya on the line. Hello, Tanya.
Oh, I'm first. Hello.
Yes, you are first. Hello. Where are you ringing us from, Tanya?
I'm actually by the side of the A40 at the moment.
Which park?
Safely parked.
Do you know what? I don't want you to tell us which park, just in case somebody starts tracking you down in a horror-like plot yourself. That would be terrible if you started getting one missed calls. So Tanya, tell us. You've got three options there, A, B or C. How do you think Lewis Sear, the strongest man who ever lived, died?
I'd like to think it was misadventure, like he was crushed by a horse or something, but... Part of me thinks it's something like common cold, and it was actually a malady.
You think it was a malady. Nelson, was it an illness? Is that the right answer?
It was a malady.
Yes! It was a terrible illness.
It was.
What sort of terrible illness finished him off?
He had chronic nephritis.
Chronic nephritis! Congratulations, Tanya. Chronic nephritis has done it for you.
Brilliant.
We're going to send you a mobile phone for you and your friends, so you'll never have a missed call again. Two Samsung W580i pay-as-you-go mobile phones in black, Bluetooth headset, an emergency charger, just in case you are in a lay-by, your phone's out of credit, you're worried that there's this message on your answer phone, like in this film where you're being bludgeoned to death. A memory stick. What was that, Tanya?
Thank God I'll be able to get my calls at that point.
And we're going to send you this DVD of One Missed Call as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Nice talking to you in that film. One Missed Call, the latest Edge of Your Seat horror, out on DVD now. Here's a song we've not played for a while. Limp Bizkit and their version of Behind Blue Eyes.